We're talking about parenting and how we can make sure as parents ukuthi abantwana bethu sibaphatha ngendlela lefanako. Sometimes perhaps you are unaware that you are favoring one over the other, but that could have dire implications. I mean, we just shared a story of an 18-year-old who poisoned mntwana lona three years, and fine, we don't want to go into details as to. Right, so share with us, how are you doing it as a parent, or perhaps nawe usafuna indlela mhlawumbe ukuthi ngenda njani ukuze ukuthi abantwana bambonke ba beve bathandwa ngimi ngendlela lefanako noma ngendlela lelinganako.
Good morning, beautiful ladies. I'm going to speak for the parents in this one. It's Princess Gugu. Mina, I believe ukuthi I have a daughter nginomntwana oyedwa, so if ngizomlamisa at the age of 15 and then ujwayele ukuba yi-one, ujwayele ukugona umama, ujwayele mama ngifuna lokhu uyakuthola, and then there's someone new in the picture, some kids tend not to accept it and kuba nzima. That is why bagcine ba-end up ababona ngathi angithandwa. I think also ingane need some sort of ukuhlaliswa phansi, batshela ukuthi since kunomntwana omncane manje, it's not that we don't love you, but lo udinga more attention, as njengawe khathi usasemncane udinga ukunakekelwa, uzomema kimi, uzomthola adla iswiti uma wabuya esikolweni, wena thola ukuthi azange uthole i-pocket money, but over the weekend you can get something, you understand. Honestly speaking, inkinga yikho entirely with the parents. Also ney'ngane kumele ifundiswe ukwamukela ukuthi angisasiyi-one manje, sekunomunye umuntu ekumele ngishire naye lo thando ebengiluthola ngiyi-one. Also, I would not speak ngabazali-ke laba abathanda abantwana just because omunye uyasebenza, omunye uhlele ekhaya, omunye unabantwana. Lokho-ke yiko engingasho ukuthi ku-wrong. But when it comes to cases of ingane encane, I believe umama usuke enza into e-right by giving the younger one uthando nesikhathi, as much as anikeze lo munye ikhathi asasemncane.
Hi, Auntie JT, a very sad story. Too bad. Enye into esilimaza kakhulu ngile favoritism, le nto yokuchuza le. Umntwana oqala uyavela, uyamthanda, umbiza ngesipho sala endlini, usipho sethu. Second uyavela sekuba ulifa, uyakubona lento le iyasilimaza kakhulu. We have to love our children equally. Siphume kulento le yokukhetha abantwana, umntwana omdala, umntwana omncane, akulingane lento le. First child and the second born, they have to be equal. Lento le izosilimaza kakhulu. You know how we're doing it. Rise FM, Rusty. Nakajani.
For now, as promised, we have Spiwe Sibiya, who's an educational psychologist. Good morning, Sibiya.
Good morning, Sibiya.
How are you, my darling? Are you good?
I'm good. Thank you. And yourself?
We're fantastic. Thank you. So we're talking about parenting and making sure that we treat our children equally, or they receive our love equally. So not sure if that is 100% possible, but I'm sure that we can attempt to do that. Now, one factor that was brought in by our loyal listener is that sometimes even the age gap contributes to how children feel. That, for instance, you would have a 15-year-old and then all of a sudden there's a three-month baby at home. Obviously, the attention is going to go to, or most of the attention is going to go to the three-month-old baby. So how do we navigate? How do we make sure that our children feel loved equally?
So what really happens actually is when a new sibling comes in, there should be a clear transition. Maybe like, for example, there's like an older sibling who's a teenager and now there's a new baby. So before the baby arrives, the parents need to prepare the sibling that there is a baby coming and that is not going to change anything. They're still going to be loved the same way. They're still going to be treated the same way, because now when the new baby comes, obviously the baby will have like different needs, you know, they need pampers every day, they need milk, they need attention. So as parents, we often focus our attention to the new one, and then the older one starts to feel neglected, unloved, and simple things such as buying the baby pampers, which are basic needs for him or her. He might perceive it as something like, oh, they love this one more. They're always buying things every day without understanding that this is what the baby needs. So for parents to actually make sure that the babies, the new baby and the sibling, the older sibling, feel treated and loved equally, they need to I'm so sorry. It's like I'm hearing an echo, so it's like I'm hearing myself.
We apologize, my darling, but you're coming to us clear. So whatever you're saying, we're able to receive it. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and so what happens in an instance where, okay, there isn't that much of an age gap, but you have, I mean, there's always this thing of a black sheep of the family where you will have perhaps a goody two shoes. And obviously as a parent, because this one is doing great, you know, they are listening to you. And then you have the other one who isn't perhaps receiving imfundiso yakho kahle. Now you would be driven towards the one who listens to you. How in the moment do you make sure, because, okay, in as much as lo angindi kahle, lo enda kahle, my love to Bonabo Babili should not change. It should be equally given to each individual, no matter what they do.
So that's what becomes like really tricky, like you're saying that naturally when a child does better and the other one becomes like a bad shape, that is rebellious, it's usually often human nature for us to start favoring the others. But to ensure that the other one is not left out, I think usually when a child is rebelling or not listening, usually there is some unfairness that they perceive. So it is better to first lady sit the child down to find out what is really happening, how are they perceiving the environment within the family system. Are they feeling loved? Are they feeling supported? Because sometimes even as parents, you might think, okay, we're treating them equally, but maybe for them, they kind of feel like, no, the treatment is not the same. So the more they feel like that, is the more they start doing things that we don't like. They go against whatever the parents wish for, because they know the parents, they feel like the parents doesn't love me enough. So when the parents notice that the child maybe is rebelling, it is very important to start seeking professional help so that we can discover what is rooted within the child's behavior as well.
100%. Well, that's Sisimpiwe Sibiya, who is an educational psychologist. Sisimpiwe, thank you so much for taking the time. All right. Yeah, you know, when you think about it, even with the black sheep, it stems from somewhere. It's not like a kid would wake up one day and say, yeah, mine vele, ngifuna kuba a black sheep of the family, or mine vele, ngifuna kutsele. It stems from somewhere. Something might have happened that made this little one to feel the way that they do. And it's not an excuse that we're making. It's a reality. There has to be something. Either there's something in you, or there's something that was done that perhaps did not make you feel good or made you question how you are being treated at home by your parents or by your siblings.